The theory of evolution is an ideology opposed to religion that denies the existence of God and the fact of creation. It claims that all life emerged as the result of random coincidences. Scientific discoveries made in the 20th century led to the theory losing all its foundations. The invalidity of the theory is obvious even to anyone with a primary school level of knowledge. The information taught in biology lessons about the complex structure of the cell is alone sufficient enough to demonstrate the nonsensical nature of evolutionist claims built on the logic of chance. Despite all these evident truths, it is still possible to encounter Muslims who support this unscientific and atheistic theory by being taken in by materialist indoctrination and propaganda. There are even some Muslims who, deceived by this indoctrination, imagine that the theory of evolution is a scientific fact and set about seeking a middle way between the theory and faith in God. The people in question accept word for word the Darwinist scenario regarding the origin of life. Yet by maintaining that this scenario operates under the control of God, they attempt to reconcile the theory of evolution with Islam. However, according to the Quran, there is no rational aspect in trying to adapt this theory, which is based on the denial of God and the denial of creation, to religion. The theory of evolution maintains that nothing, living or otherwise, in the universe was created, and that, on the contrary, they all emerged as the result of natural phenomena, chance and coincidences. The fact is, however, that in our holy scripture, the Quran, we are told that the omniscient and the almighty God brought everything in the skies, on the earth, and between the two into existence. In other words, that they were created. As we have seen, the theory of evolution conflicts with the fact of divine creation right from the outset. At this point, one matter that confuses some people needs to be clarified. Of course, God could have created living things by means of evolution, had he so chosen. But there is no account or sign in the Quran to indicate any such thing. There is not one single verse to support the idea of a lengthy, stage-by-stage formation of species, as evolutionists maintain happened. On the contrary, all the evidence shows that God created living things in a single moment and perfectly formed. In the first part of our documentary film, The Quran Refutes Darwinism, we shall be seeing how the idea of evolution is refuted by the verses of the Quran, and how evolution is a violation of the essence and spirit of the Quran.